It was a great experience to play here, and to play in front of great fans and stuff for a massive club. But obviously the result never went our way, which took the dampers off it a little bit.
Frustrating, wasn't it? It was a game that seemed to never really get out of second gear until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It was very, tactical. We didn't want to lose. They didn't want to lose. But I thought we were the better side and dominated for most of the game. And that little goal at the end, I think, just flattened us.
Three big incidents, I suppose, within the match. There was Taylor's miss. It was a little unfortunate. He was stretching. Brandy's miss, which I'm sure he'll regret that for the rest of his time at Sheffield United. And then down the other end, they go and score.
Yeah, we're bound to miss chances. You can't put everyone away, but I think it's more important how we react after we miss the chance to go and get another chance and make sure we score the next one. And I think we lacked that a little bit today where, we missed the chance and our heads went. I think we need to keep the pressure on and know that they're on the back foot and go and knock them down.
Sheffield United's manager David Weir has his ideas about how he wants the team to play, and he's trying to get everybody to sing from the same hymn sheet on that. How much do you believe that benefits you then and the type of player you are?
Yeah, definitely. I think it doesn't just benefit me, it benefits it all. And this is a club that's certainly going one way and it's up. So I'm just happy to be a part of it, and hopefully that I will be a part of it in the future.
So how long has this been going on then? How long has the dialogue between yourselves and your representatives and the Blades been going on?
I heard it last Monday or something like that, and then just a few phone calls and obviously speaking to my manager and the gaffer here, and it just happened all of a sudden, but I'm a happy man, yeah.
How significant was the Everton connection? Because you will obviously know David, you've obviously played in the same team as him, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah. They've come into under Alan Stubbs and managed us for a little bit, and also he played for the Reds, which was great to have him in the team. He was a good voice and an experienced player, and I'm very thankful to play under him as well.
So how much different is it now to have David Weir the manager as opposed to David Weir the player?
Well, he was always like a coach manager for us as well, even though he played, and he was someone all the lads respected. So, in that sense, it's nothing's changed there.
How big a move is this for you? Obviously, we all know about your history. You had a wonderful start. Everton's youngest ever player in playing in the top flight. But then going to Oldham, does this feel like a step back in the right direction, if I can say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a massive club, a great history. And I think it's a club that is going up and it doesn't belong in this league. No disrespect to League One, but Sheffield United are the club who should be in the Premier League and Championship, most definitely.
So as somebody who's probably almost certainly within the first 4 or 5 years of his career, more used to playing the type of football that Sheffield United want going forward, how good is this squad then to be able to do that?
This squad's very good, yeah. I come in Thursday, I train a Friday, and in training, it was just the lads were firing the ball about, and the standard was really, really good, and it showed today in the performance. You played good against a good MK Dons, and I thought that we dominated for most of the game.
And it transpires you're joining the club at a very exciting time with investment now here. There's going to be a several other new faces coming, you would imagine, in the next 6-8 months to try and help this team to promotion.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, for players, even like myself, you're attracted to this club because it's such a massive club. So for players who are coming in, I'm sure that they won't think twice about coming to Sheffield United.